Well, as we come back for the second half of session, one of the things happening in your district and a lot of parts of western and northwestern Missouri as well, if everybody's following, is all the flooding right now.
Yes, we've had a lot of flooding in the 21st Senatorial District as well as all along the Missouri River and its tributaries. I wholeheartedly support Senate Concurrent Resolution 24, which was brought forth by some of my colleagues, which urges the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to reprioritize flood control in their management of the Missouri River. Back in 2004, the Corps of Engineers changed the Missouri River Master Manual to place greater emphasis on environmental protections at the expense of flood control. Just this past March 2018, a federal judge ruled that change in particular was responsible for record flooding along the river and the resulting millions of dollars in damage and lost economic output. I know three of my counties that have been hit by the flooding are Ray, Carroll, and Lafayette, but I know that there are several other counties throughout Missouri that have been hit by the flooding as well.
We also saw this week the beginnings of the new implementation of what's called Real ID.
Yes, last year we were able to pass Real ID. So when you go to renew your driver's license, you can obtain a Real ID compliant driver's license. Starting in October of 2019, you will need a Real ID compliant driver's license to board a plane or to get into any federal facilities in the United States. Up until October of 2019, you can still use your current driver's license. The issuance of the Real ID compliant licenses just began this week, so if you are up for renewal on your Missouri driver's license, you may want to ask for a Real ID compliant license when you go to renew. There are some extra documents that are required for a Real ID compliant driver's license, so make sure you ask and obtain those documents before you go in to renew your license.
We are again in the second half of session, which means the Missouri House has already started on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which means the Senate will be seeing that soon enough. How are the revenues in the state looking so far, Senator?
You know, the revenues in the state are obviously have been lower, and we've heard quite a bit in the media about that. Current fiscal year to date through March 26, 2019 has individual income tax numbers down $450 million from the current year to date versus last year to date. So between January 1st, 2018 and March 26, 2018, individual income taxes brought in revenues to the state of about $5.3 billion. In the current year, under that same time period, revenues from individual income taxes have come in around $4.8 billion, so around $450 million less than they have been in the prior year. This is very concerning, and we will find out, I guess, the true number after Monday, April 15th. We will see if that shortfall is made current.
That's one of those things where, again, this is happening with the current fiscal year, and at the same time that the legislature is working on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Does it have any impact on how that budgeting goes, or is that something that may have to be decided by line item vetoes by the governor later?
It does have a significant impact because under our current budget proposal that the House has sent to us here in the Senate, they are using a carryover of over $600+ million in order to balance the budget for next year. So if at the end of this fiscal year we do not have an approximately $625 million in carryover to use for next year's budget, then we will have to make some tough decisions on the current year budget in order to make sure it's balanced.